These problems are far from unique to the Rohingyas. Ellie Kemp of TWB adduces the situation in northeastern Nigeria. For many of the women there, the word for widow is taboo. Instead, they must be asked, "Do you have a husband? Did you have one? Is he dead now?" Ms. Kemp says crisis responders often don't know what language expertise they will need. They hire local workers, assuming that is enough. In Nigeria, these might be educated people who speak only English and Hausa, one of the country's biggest languages. But Hausa may be of little use in Borno State, where the insurgency of Boko Haram rages. If aid workers are lucky, they may find people who know Kanuri, a kind of lingua franca in Borno. But even that might not help in a state where 28 languages are spoken. Higher status people, often powerful men, may know several languages and act as a bridge. But aid workers are typically trying to reach the most vulnerable. Ms. Kemp notes that in the last Ebola outbreak in West Africa, women were affected worst because most international advice on prevention came in English and French, which they were less likely to speak. Some of the problems are intractable, but some are not. Downloadable glossaries, say, between a national and a regional language, can help an aid worker with a smartphone render technical terms in a way locals will understand. In future, automated translation tools, such as Google Translate, might extend to lesser-known languages. That will be difficult. Translation software must be trained with a lot of parallel text that has already been translated by humans. So TWB is giving some of its language data to companies such as Google and Microsoft for that purpose. Outsiders often think an alien language has no word for, a concept that is taken for granted in English. These problems are better thought of as cultural rather than linguistic. The words exist, but it is vital to have interpreters who know which can be used and when. In a crisis, aid agencies must work quickly. Often they can spare their staff for only a day or two's language training. That is time well spent.